Hello, and welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F., everyone.
And the Legacy Music Hour, if you haven't listened to us before, we basically do sort of a show and tell of our favorite music from the 8-bit and 16-bit era of video games.
As I like to tell Brent, show me yours and I will show you mine.
And then we'll tell people about it.
Absolutely. That's how it works here.
Yeah. So, I don't think there's any top of the show business, at least on my end. I don't know about your end.
Well, we kind of just touched on it. I was telling you about my shirt.
Oh, right.
That I was going through the archives and I noticed I wear the same shirt for our picture.
Right. So now we have to be conscious about how we doll ourselves up for the podcast picture.
Right.
For each episode, even though it has very little to do with the actual episode itself.
But you know, once you go through all those pictures and you see you're wearing the same shirt, it does kind of linger in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Well, maybe just that's your podcast shirt.
It could be.
You know, maybe people are looking at it thinking, oh, that's the shirt he wears when he does podcasts.
Maybe.
And, you know.
This is a very comfortable shirt, let me just tell you. Although I have been working all day in it, so it's a little worn in. Maybe that has something to do with it. It's just very comfy.
Well, I'll make sure to wear a dress on our next picture. Now that has to be the picture. I don't have a dress to wear though. But.
Well, my wife can loan you one.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah. Well, she can loan you one for definitely.
Absolutely. Maybe we should both wear
I think
dresses.
All the listeners would like to. Yeah. Well, I don't know about me.
Okay.
But you definitely.
No.
Now that you're all shaved and stuff.
The double dragon. The double dragon twins go all or nothing.
I thought you were going to say the double dragon twins go undercover. It's like. They dress up like women, and I was saying earlier before we started recording that, Rob had a goatee for a while. Doesn't have a goatee right now, and you look more like a pretty boy without the goatee.
Well, and it's like I told you, sometimes I just feel like having the beard. Sometimes not so much.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you feel like a beard. Sometimes you don't. Almond joy.
Right.
All right, so this is the, let's mention our sponsor, Destiny Games.
Destiny Games in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548 for all your legacy gaming needs. They have old games, new games. They even repair gaming systems.
I think they specialize in repair. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Today's topic is side-scrolling and platforming.
Could you define... I know side-scrolling, and I kind of Googled platforming, but give us a good definition so the listeners know what to expect.
Basically, you know, the quintessential side-scroller platformer is Super Mario Brothers, right?
Right.
It basically has to do with jumping on platforms. It's like jumping on platforms and maneuvering your character from platform to platform. That's what it means, basically. Dodging things. And side-scrolling, that's pretty self-explanatory.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what it is. It's basically games like Super Mario Brothers or, you know, whatever, Rygar or what are some other prime examples?
Rocket Knight Adventures.
Rocket Knight Adventures, yeah.
Yes.
Sparkster.
Kid Chameleon.
Kid Icarus.
Would you consider Metroid?
Metroid, I would. But I think that could also count as a shooter. Nah, no, I wouldn't call it a shooter. I call Metroid a side scroller platformer. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a difference between, I guess, when there's more of an emphasis on shooting the guns. When there's more of an emphasis on that, I guess that would just be a shooter, a run and gun. You know,
say
so like a Contra or something like that.
Right.
Even though, I mean, I guess a Contra could be categorized as a platformer also because you do have to. It is a side-scrolling kind of platforming game, but I think, yeah. But there's a difference there. There is more emphasis on the guns, though, for that, yeah. So, you know, that's what that's about.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I feel good.
Yeah.
I've made my selections, and, you know, in our last episode, you debuted a couple of new tracks from games we haven't heard from before.
Yes, yes.
And I think I'm going to do the same in this episode.
All right, yeah. I don't know if I have anything that new. I got a couple, I think, maybe. Yeah, a couple. Well, I'm going to start things off on this episode. I'm going to start off with actually one of the classic platformers.
Okay.
Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And this is, of course, music composed by... Corky Kondo.
Yes.
Corky Kondo. Koji Kondo. And this is the music from the Castle area. This is called Castle from Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Super Mario World for the Super Nintendo. Music by Koji Kondo, and this is Castle.
I like that almost Beethoven-like sound.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very melodic.
Yes.
You could almost sing along to it, but I'll say no more.
I am going to play another Koji Kondo track. I would like to stick with the Super Nintendo, and I'm going to play something from Super Mario All-Stars.
Right.
Which I've never played.
I have.
And from what I understand, it's all the 8-bit games on 16-bit plus the Lost Level.
And you know what the Lost Levels are, right?
No. Oh, what it's the original Super Mario Brothers 2, right?
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. Okay, so... The track I'm going to play is called The Lost Levels Title.
Right.
And it's everyone's going to know this one.
Right.
Just because it's such a familiar tune from the first Super Mario Brothers.
Right. They kind of did like a sort of adaptation of the water music.
Right.
Yeah.
So here you go. From Super Mario All-Stars by Koji Kondo, here is Lost Levels Title. Super Mario All-Stars by Koji Kondo. There is the Lost Levels title. Beautiful little almost a lullaby.
Yeah, it's a nice arrangement of that original song, you know.
You know, my wife and her sister, my sister-in-law, they actually sang along to the original version of the song.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Up next, I'm going to play something from Rocket Knight Adventures. We mentioned that at the top of the show. You mentioned it, actually. But I don't know if you knew I was going to be playing a Rocket Knight Adventures track.
I kind of had a feeling.
You read my mind. Do you know that's from? What movie is that from?
Wait, was that Willa?
No.
Total Recall?
No. It wasn't on our show.
Oh, I thought, for some reason, I thought we talked about it.
You read my mind.
Then I don't know.
Oxy Blue. You read my mind. No? One more hint. We have Otho. No?
Nope.
Beetlejuice. Have you seen Beetlejuice?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. Those are all lines from that movie. Probably not very recognizable because of the way I delivered them. I guess that was my adaptation of those lines, in a way.
Who said that line, the one you read my mind?
Well, it's when Otho and the mother character, who, I don't know if her name is Lydia or if that's Winona Ryder's character, but, you know, Catherine O'Hara's character and Otho, they're looking at the house. They're going to buy the house, you know, that the couple died in, you know.
Right.
And Alec Baldwin and Gina Davis. And they're spray painting some stuff. And at one point they say something and the other one goes, "You read my mind." You read my mind. So this is from Rocket Knight Adventures. This is music by Masanori Uchi, Hiroshi Kobayashi, Masanori Adachi, Aki Hata, and Michiru Yamane. This is stage 1-1. So this is the sort of first level music that you hear in Rocket Knight Adventures for the Sega Genesis. This is music from Rocket Knight Adventures for the Sega Genesis. And this is Stage 1-1. This is music by Masanori Uchi, Hiroshi Kobayashi, Masanori Adachi, Aki Hata, and Michiru Yamane. And I mentioned this before on the show, that the soundtrack to this game really kind of reminds me of 1970s electronic music.
Okay.
Listen to the bass here. You hear that? I really like that bass there too. But yeah, just a lot of just that FM synth kind of sound, and it kind of has this electronic music sound to it, you know. This is a good game. I mentioned this before. This has become one of my favorite Sega Genesis games. Actually,
I like this breakdown right here.
Oh yeah, like right there that. I went up. That's so 70s electronic music to me.
Oh, yeah.
Synergy. Look up Synergy. Look up Larry Fast, Synergy, and the album Electronic Realizations for Rock Orchestra. And not you, I mean the listeners. I mean, you can too if you want.
No, I was just moving my mouse.
You can if you want on your own time. You'll hear similarities, I think. All right, listen to the bass right here. I like this part. You hear the bass? Watch. Yeah, that sounds neat.
Did you hear the Sonic the Hedgehog rings sound in there?
Oh, yeah. No, I missed that.
It's just the one sound.
Did you hear that Street Fighter 2 in there?
You didn't hear the Hadouken?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play a Sega Genesis track. This one comes from the game Valis 3. The composers for this game are Hisao Inoue, Jun Hasebe, Shingo Murakami, Takaharu Umezu, Michiko Naruke, and Minoru Iwasa. This track is called Joshuo Cham no Theme. Joshu Cham no Theme from Valis 3. You know, this game actually was released on the PC Engine CD system first before being released on Genesis and Mega Drive.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know anything about this game.
I borrowed it from a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah?
And I have no recollection at all.
Oh, really?
Of how it goes. Even from the screenshots, I don't remember any of it. But I do remember borrowing it, and we used to talk about it.
You don't remember anything about it, huh?
Not a thing.
So all the memories of this game just Valis from your mind.
Valis rated.
Is what? Valis rated.
By the way, do you know how you say this title in Japanese?
No. Fuji.
Varisu Suri.
Okay. Let's see. Well, speaking of Japanese, my next track is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom.
Okay.
And this is a game, I think I've only played one track from this in the past. It's from a game called Magical Poppin.
Right.
And I do own this game. I picked it up in Japan. And it's a really good game. It's a really good side-scroller platformer game. And the music is really good to this game. I'm surprised I haven't played more from it already. But this is the first level music. It's called Around the Castle. And this is music composed by Ichiru Ishibashi. And it's, again, from Magical Poppin' for the Super Famicom. Magical Poppin', music by Ichiru Ishibashi. This is Around the Castle. This is the first level music. It kind of has a poppy, almost a Madonna-esque sound to it, I think. Kind of. A little bit.
That's fine. I wasn't thinking Madonna, but I can see it.
I don't know.
I'm going to play a track for the Nintendo Entertainment System from the game Time Lord.
Right.
This is a game you and I are both familiar with.
I think this is probably the worst game I've ever played on Nintendo.
It's up there. Oh yeah.
Have we played anything from this yet?
I don't know.
Because I feel like I might have talked. Oh no, I think it's just come up that Time Lord's a bad game.
Right.
But yeah, just yeah, I think it's probably one of the worst games. Yeah, I think it was published by Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
I was just gonna say. Milton
but I
Bradley.
Think it was. I think it was developed by Rare though, which is weird. You know, because Rare's a good company. You know.
The soundtrack. I actually, I like a few of the tracks.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
This comes from David Wise.
Yeah.
Who we've heard from on several other titles. This, I believe, is the third level.
Okay.
It's the third, if I can recall. And the premise of the game is you're the Lord of Time.
Yeah.
And you're going back through different stages in history. So this is the third level, I'm pretty sure. Listen and guess if you can, see if you can guess what time period this music's from.
Hmm.
From Time Lord by David Wise. Time Lord by David Wise for the Nintendo Entertainment System. And
this is actually level 2.
It's level 2, that's right.
Yeah. And if you couldn't guess what time period this is, well, the name of the level is Castle Harman, or Harman. And this is England, 1250 AD.
And if you can definitely get the English feel.
Sure.
Right, Governor?
I don't know if they were saying governor back then, were they?
Oh, good.
1250, were they?
The 13th century, I don't know.
I think they were saying lord, my lord, my time lord. Yes, my time lord.
You know, the thing about this game that really excited me was being able to go to different time periods.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, go on.
That was the appeal, and I was just trying to see how...
Right.
Designers of this game designed each time period.
No, your thought process and your interest in the game was exactly why my sister's the reason why I played this game, is because I was with her at a game store and she just saw the cover and she just thought, ooh, Time Lord, that sounds fun. You can go to different times and stuff.
Right.
And we got the game because of her being interested in it, because of that aspect of it, like time travel and stuff. And then we played it and it was just like, oof. Man, this is the worst.
But a good David Wise track. I like that.
But
I think you're riding a horse on... No, you don't ride a horse on this one.
No, no. But this song is so funny to me, actually. To me, that part where it stops and it goes, meow, you know?
Yeah.
That part's funny to me, you know? It's kind of... I think, yeah.
This is kind of an epic piece.
I'm going to play something from a Game Boy title. This is Mega Man 5. Of course, Mega Man 5 is also a Nintendo title, but this is Mega Man 5 for Game Boy, which okay. has, which is a different game than Mega Man 5 for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And the composer on this is unknown. And
I like that guy.
Yeah. And the track we're going to hear is called Uranus. The different levels, I haven't played it, but the different levels are different planets. And this one is Uranus. And or as I would like to pronounce it, Uranus.
Very nice.
Uranus. From Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy. This is music from Mega Man 5 for the Game Boy, and this is Uranus.
Uranus.
And no composer for this, but really a really great track, and uncredited. It's like kind of a Latin-y sound right here. That part right there. We don't usually do this on... Usually if a song is over 30 seconds, we usually just play it once. But I don't know. Some of the last few tracks we've been playing have been just slightly over 30 seconds, and so we've played them twice.
Yes. Hey, if Unknown is out there, send us a message and get your due credit.
Yeah. Listen to this kind of Latin rhythm here. Kind of like Latin-y.
A little salsa.
Yeah, something
style.
Like yeah, kind of.
I'm going to play a Super Nintendo track. A track from a Super Nintendo game, that is. A game called Eek the Cat. Do you remember that cartoon?
Something, vaguely. I don't know.
I was an Eek fan.
Oh, were you?
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I thought it was...
You mean you were a fanatic?
Very nice. Uh-huh. The composers for this soundtrack are... Barry Leitch and Dean Evans. This track is called Zoo.
We'll be right back.
Eek the Cat by Barry Leitch and Dean Evans for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. That was Zoo.
Kind of, some of it almost has a reggae rhythm to it. It's like,
Right.
It's later on in the second part.
When I first heard this track, I kind of panicked a little bit. I thought it was the Bad Boys theme, the Cops theme. I thought, oh no, they just covered Cops. Yeah. And I'm not going to be able to play it, but then it goes into this. I think the star of this track is that bass. Oh. That's all I can hear when...
You hear the bass? You want to separate the bass?
Yeah.
See if we can find it. Bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for Zoo? That's the name of the track, Zoo. So that's why it says Zoo. I'm gonna play something from Legacy of the Wizard. This is music by Yuzo Koshiro. And this is a game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is the music that's played in the home and when you go to the inn for Legacy of the Wizard. This is music from Legacy of the Wizard, music composed by Yuzo Koshiro. This is home/inn. And this song to me just sounds so 80s, you know? I mean, don't you think this has such an 80s sound to it?
Well, 80s music?
What?
Like 80s style music? There's lots of different...
I don't know. It sounds like 80s video game music. I don't know. It just sounds like really... This sounds really dated, but I like that about it. It just... I don't know, something about the way that the... Something about the... Even though it's all sort of the same sound waves that, you know, sound wave sounds that...
Right.
That are used... For some reason, the way it's used here, just there's something about it that sounds... I don't know, it's like it just sounds very video gamey and very 80s to me. I guess it's also the... I guess the chord changes, I guess,
okay,
that sound 80s to me, or and the bass and stuff. I don't know. Something about it just sounds really 80s to me.
Oh, that bass definitely sounds 80s game style.
Right. Something about it just really makes me... It sounds really nostalgic to me. That's what I like about this track. It just really reminds me of the 80s. I play that one on the piano, actually.
Is it on YouTube?
No.
You ever been to an inn?
I've been to a Japanese inn.
A Japanese inn.
Yeah, when I went to Japan, I stayed at a traditional Japanese inn. It's called like a ryokusan or something like that.
And there was an innkeeper.
Yeah, I guess there was. Yeah, what are those called? Actually, traditional Japanese, Japanese inn. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a ryokusan or something like that. Is that what it is? I don't know. I forgot. I think it's called a ryosan. A ryokan or something like that. A ryokan. It's a ryokan. Yeah.
Okay.
Stayed at one. Yeah. You know, you lie down on the mat. You lay down on like a little mat on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And then the pillow has rice in it. It's a rice pillow.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it comfortable?
It was okay. Yeah, okay. It was fine. Yeah.
Okay.
By mat on the floor, I mean like a, it's one of those, you know, things. I don't know. I forgot the word for it. It's not a futon. It's
an air mattress?
No. Yeah. No, it's not an air mattress. It's like a, I forgot what it's called.
A foam, piece of foam.
No, what is it called? It's a, what are the things that call, I forget it. I forgot what it's called.
A fold, a cot?
Maybe it's a cot. Cot? Mm-hmm. Something. I don't know.
Okay.
You're basically sleeping on the floor, though.
Okay. Oh, that's not a cot.
Oh, no, it's not a cot. It's a, whatever.
I'm going to play a track for the, from the game Maju.
Oh, Maju-o-o-o.
Maju-o-o-o.
Yeah, otherwise known as King of Demons.
Yes.
Which, this is, I mean, I'll tell you, this game is one of my most sought after games for me. I mean,
you ever played
basically
it?
Earthbound is one of the, you know, I'm trying to get that game.
Yes.
But Maju-o-o-o, that's a game that I couldn't find when I went to Japan. That was a game I was looking for in Japan. Couldn't find it. And apparently it's really hard to find. And on eBay, it can go for to like $300, you
Whoa.
Know? But I actually did find it for $97 on eBay. Still too much for me to, I wouldn't like pay that for that, but that was the cheapest I found it, was $97.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard a lot of good things about it. I purposely haven't really looked into too much about the game. I did actually listen to the soundtrack for this episode, though. But I haven't, I don't want to ruin the game. I do want to eventually get my hands on this game, and then
sure.
And I don't want to ruin anything. So I haven't really watched any gameplay and stuff.
Oh,
I mean, okay. I've seen a tiny, tiny bit of gameplay, but not too much. And I really would like to get this game. This game is really hard to find. It's really hard to get. And but yeah, apparently it's really good though.
Well, I'm just gonna go ahead and ruin it for you. From the gameplay I saw, he dies.
It's his dad at the end.
It was all just a dream.
Yeah.
This track is from, I guess it's the Ice Palace stage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. From the game Maju-o-o.
Maju-o-o, I think.
Maju-o-o.
I don't know. I'm probably saying it wrong, actually.
For the Super Famicom. Ice Palace from Maju-o for the Super Famicom.
And I think the composers on this are Tomohiro Endo and Hiroshi Iizuka, I think.
That's my favorite part of the track right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really would like to play this game. I definitely, I'm very just intrigued by this game. I did actually just purchase a couple new Super Famicom games though on eBay.
Oh yeah, what do you got?
I got Terranigma, which is actually called something else in Japan. It's called like Tenchi Soza or something like that. Tenchi Soza is what it is. Yeah, Tenchi Suzu. Tenchi Suzu, that's what it is.
Okay.
But it was released actually in Europe, on the Super Nintendo in Europe. It wasn't released in North America, but it was released as Terranigma. It's an action role-playing game.
And it's good.
I haven't played it yet. It's on its way.
Oh, you just ordered.
Yeah. And then I also got a game called Sandra no Daiboken, which was also released in Europe, and it was called Whirlo. But both of those games were not released in North America.
Wow.
Anyway.
You got some...
I got them for pretty decent prices, I feel like, too.
You got some hard-to-find stuff, hard-to-find titles on the way.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how hard they are, but this Maji Uou, if I can find that for a decent price, I mean, that would be a triumph, you know?
You think these games are easy to find?
Huh? No. Well, some of them are.
Terranigma, please.
Well, guess what time it is, folks?
I like that announcer voice.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. That's good.
Guess what time it is? I know some of you probably aren't a big fan of this segment that we have on our show sometimes.
I haven't seen any negative comments.
You didn't see? There was one negative
comment.
Oh,
there was?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It might have been kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know?
No.
They seem, you know.
Was it about me?
No, it was about us.
Oh, okay.
Singing.
Okay.
And the segment is VGM Karaoke, where we pick a track. It could be a track that we played on. It has to be within the topic that we're for this episode. And we basically have to sing along to the melody. We could pre-write the lyrics.
Yes.
Or we can make the lyrics up on the spot. Or we don't even have to make up lyrics. You can just mumble gibberish. But as long as you're singing along with the melody of the song, that's sort of what matters most. And so, yeah, obviously today's topic is a side-scrolling platforming game. So that's, you know, we've both selected a track from... one of those from that topic, and then mine, I guess I'm going first, right?
Yes, you are.
So mine is from Super Mario World. It's the track I played earlier.
Oh, really?
Castle.
Okay.
I mean, I hinted at that I would be singing on it while we were playing it. But so yeah, that's what I'm gonna do for my VGM karaoke selection.
Oh well, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, I hope the audience is too.
Okay.
You don't have to look forward to it if you don't want to.
Well,
I'm telling you, audience.
Oh, okay.
Audience.
Right.
You have to.
You.
Yeah, you have to, Rob. Okay, so... yeah, here goes.
Come out, my racer. I've waited long times. Pulled out my laser after I hear chimes. Waiting, grating. Settle once for all. Always a blemish. I could not keep you. Now I will finish before you break hearts, before you turn blue, before you raise carts. I know now, Amber. We'll end this downfall.
It's not over yet.
Come out, my racer. I've waited long times. Pulled out my laser. After I hear chimes, I hear them coming. I hear them sounding. I won't regret this. We're doomed together.
All right, that's it.
Well, I didn't know you could hit those high notes.
No, bro. I mean, I wasn't really hitting them. I actually kind of, I have a little bit of a sore throat. I don't know why, but
explains it.
And it was kind of affecting my ability to sing. I think I have nodules on my throat.
Yeah, I'm gonna Photoshop that. I'm gonna make it sound real nice.
Yeah, Photoshop it. I could have done a better job, actually, but whatever. I think I could have done a better job.
I
think I have nodules on my throat from. I think from doing so much stand up comedy. I think yes. I'm actually developing calluses on my throat, and I think that's affecting things.
Well, a friend of ours, it happened to him as well. He had to get actually steroids injected into his throat.
Oh, really?
Because his throat was so bad, he lost his voice after.
Oh, who? Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
you remember that, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's because he was doing his Scott Stapp impression too much. And he changed his voice.
Yeah.
And it was really, it's a good Scott Stapp impression for all you Creed fans out there.
Anyway, that was a little bit of a kind of, I don't know, that was a darker song.
Where did those lyrics come from?
I don't know, I made them up. I mean, I don't know, I kind of started to think about something that was somewhat tragic though.
Okay.
You know? Like, that something bad was going to happen, but he had to do it, though. I don't know if you were able to read into that at all.
Well, I know something bad is about to happen, but I'm still going to do it anyway. Oh. I'm about to sing my song.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Nice job, Brent.
Well, thank you.
I like that very much. The bar has been set.
I mean, it's like, I really had higher expectations for myself for that, but my throat.
That was good. That was very good. Okay, I'm going to play. Did you name the track before you? Oh, you did before you actually went into it.
Yeah.
This is a Sega Genesis game, and the name of the game is Dynamite Heady.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I've been listening to the soundtrack, actually.
Okay. The composers are Kazuo.
I think you're going to give the wrong composers, actually, on this.
Well, this is the composers I've found.
Right. Ones that are listed on where you found it, though, I think they're wrong, though.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
No, I'm pretty sure you're going to be wrong about it.
I have Kazuo Hanzawa, Jun Irei, and Hideki Matsutake.
Right.
And so all of those are wrong?
No, Kazuo Hanzawa did work on this game, but the actual composers are... Katsuhiko Suzuki. I think he did the bulk of the soundtrack, actually.
Oh.
And he goes by the alias Natsu Squared. And Akihata and Kazuo Hanzawa. I don't think Kazuo Hanzawa had that big of a role on this game, though. And then maybe someone named Onsen Yasuko might have worked on it, and Koji Yamanda, I think. But those other two names, though, Hideki Matsutake and Jun Irie, I think they weren't on the didn't actually work on it.
Okay.
I think.
So I heard this track and I thought this would be perfect for a sitcom. Okay. So the track I'm going to VGM karaoke to is called Crosswalk of Love.
Okay.
From the game Dynamite Heady.
Before you sing the song, I just want to say I actually really like this song a lot, Crosswalk of Love, from Dynamite Heady. So don't mess this up for me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Oh, man.
No, I'm looking forward to it, actually. I'm looking forward
to it. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know, Brent. I don't know. You know, I always say the same thing about karaoke. I never want to do it. Not just video game karaoke, but karaoke in general.
Yeah.
But I always end up doing it.
Yeah.
It's just something about the microphone and then the music's playing and you just want to be
a... You want to be a star.
Yes. Okay, here we go. He's an ice cream man who never had time for a relationship. He's like a scoop of ice cream with no cone. He's so sad and lonely. And then one day he met the woman of his dreams on the crosswalk of love. The crosswalk of love. Crosswalk of love. They were so happy together, they moved in together. And now they have a dog named Fudge Sunday. Dead ice cream man and the businesswoman. The crosswalk of love. Crosswalk of love. Crosswalk of love. There it is.
All right.
Did you get my idea for a sitcom?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, it was a little hard for me to hear the lyrics over the music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
But, yeah.
Well, the premise.
Yeah, it's like an ice cream guy.
An ice cream
guy. He meets a girl at the crosswalk.
The crosswalk of love.
The crosswalk of love, yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you this. I do really like how the lyric, I like the word ice cream, how that worked with the song, because it's like, it just sounds like it, you know? do you want ice cream? You know, it's like ice cream for you and me.
But you know, what I just came up with when we were talking, when we were playing this for me, and I was just gathering my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
I came up with that comparison. He's like a scoop of ice cream with no cone. I just came up with that on the spot.
Oh, that's great.
I thought that was, I'm not to pat myself
that's good.
On the back, but like a scoop.
And so she'll be his cone for him?
Yes.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. A scoop with no cone. It's like a guy with no home.
Oh, that should be. I'm gonna put that in the final.
Oh, that's how you rhyme it, right? I'm like a scoop. I'm a guy. I'm a lone ranger without a home, like an ice cream scoop without a cone.
That'll be in the rap version when the sitcom gets picked up, and then they attach a rapper.
Right, Bone Thugs.
Right.
Well, okay. Hope you guys don't, you know, hate that too hard.
If you threw your laptop at the wall, hopefully it still works and you're still listening to us.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, let's move on to some more music. Here's a track from Kirby's Adventure. And in the past, I've been saying that the composer on this is Hirokazu Ando, which it is. If I've ever mentioned Jun Ishikawa, that's because he did the music to Kirby's Dream Land by himself. Okay. But I thought that the only music he composed for Kirby's Adventure for Nintendo was the music that was reused from Kirby's Dream Land. But I recently realized that they actually both worked on the soundtrack, and including the new songs for Kirby's Adventure. So this is music by Hirokazu Ando and Jun Ishikawa. This is High Hills from Kirby's Adventure for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music from Kirby's Adventure, music by Hirokazu Ando and Jun Ishikawa. This is High Hills. This is a fun track.
Oh, very fun. I'm having a blast over here.
Yeah. yeah, I really like the sort of bridge part of this. This part right here. I mean, actually, the soundtrack of Kirby's Adventure is really good. There's really some really good tracks. But,
did you beat that game?
Huh?
Did you beat that game?
Yes. I like this part a lot, too. I like... Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. I like that. Yeah, I beat this game, though. Yeah, this is... I actually don't own this game, though. I actually only borrowed it.
Okay. I am going to play something from Bubsy in Claws Encounters of the Furred Kind.
Right.
Sega Genesis.
Right.
Okay. The composers for this one are Matt Berardo and Rudy Helm. For the Sega Genesis, this track is called Shadow Bopping. Bubsy and Claws Encounters of the Furred Kind, Shadow Bopping. It's a little jazzy. This is, I don't know if you've been keeping count, Brent, the second cat track I've played on today's episode.
Okay, yeah, wow.
It's a cat, maybe it's the cat that is getting to me.
Right. Cat, yeah. I was trying to think of some pun, you know, but I couldn't think of it, though. Like, so maybe you're not a fanatic, but you're more of a fanat cat. I don't know. Pretty weak right there.
That's something.
Like, it sounds like fanatic?
Yes.
Fanat cat. It's actually fanatic, isn't it? I'm going to play something from Super Ghouls and Ghost. This is music by Mari Yamaguchi. This is Castle of the Emperor, which is level 6 for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Super Ghouls and Ghosts, music by Mari Yamaguchi. This is Castle of the Emperor, and this is a Super Nintendo game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, Well, I like this part like this. Something I just really like the way that the chord changes on that part. I really like that.
Yeah. James Pond.
Pond. Like there are a lot of puns in this episode, not just coming out of our mouths, but right. coming out of the game's title's mouths.
Right. Pond. James Pond. Underwater Agent. That's a game for the Sega Genesis. And I never played this game, but I wanted to so badly when I was a kid. I read about this in all the magazines. The first magazine I read about it, I believe, was Electronic Gaming Monthly, EGM. And it got great reviews. It's supposed to be a lot of fun. This track is called From 3 Mile Island with Love. Who are the composers? I think I had that pulled up.
You want to know how I like to introduce myself sometimes?
Tell me.
Okay, so say, you pretend like I'm meeting you for the first time. Like,
oh, okay. Hi.
No, I mean, say, hey, I'm Rob.
Oh, hey, how's it going? My name's Rob.
Brent. James Brent.
Oh, okay. All right. The composer for James Pond Underwater Agent, unknown.
Okay. I subscribed to Electronic Gaming Monthly for a couple of years, actually.
To me, well, we'll talk about this while the game's okay. playing. I mean, while the music is playing. From 3 Mile Island with Love. From 3 Mile Island with Love. I'm going back to the video game magazine. I always thought I thought I was more of like an intellectual type because I subscribed, not that I subscribed, but I read Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Yeah, it did definitely seem more hardcore.
Yes. When you compare it to...
Well, I think it was more encompassing of you know, stuff. It had, like, more all-encompassing, you know? Because, you know, well, obviously Nintendo Power only focused on Nintendo.
Yes.
And GamePro... I liked GamePro, though, too. I thought GamePro was cool. But, I don't know, like, EGM seemed to just have everything, you know?
To me, GamePro had more of that Maxim feel. You know, that Maxim... Or
really?
What's the other men's magazine? That has all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those guys' magazines, but that's what it was. It was more fun, but EGM to me that was if I wanted business, if I really wanted the lowdown on what James Pond was going to be about.
Yeah,
I went to EGM.
But you know, I do Nintendo Power. I did like too. It's definitely maybe more geared for a younger crowd. I don't know, but the cool thing about Nintendo Power is this one issue of it. They had these designs in there that you could use for Mario Paint, and you could make some really cool designs for Mario Paint that they had that in an issue of Nintendo Power. That I thought that was a really cool thing, you know. I used to actually own the second issue of Nintendo Power, the very second issue.
Oh, wow.
Which has Zelda on the front. It's like a live-action depiction of Zelda and Link.
Right.
And maybe it's just Link on there. And then the first issue of Nintendo Power... has it's a clay model of Super Mario Brothers 2. Yeah, I don't know if you remember that.
Wait, wasn't it when Mario jumping in the air?
Yeah, it's like Mario jumping, but it's clay though. It's made out of clay.
Is he holding a vegetable?
I don't remember actually.
Yeah, I remember.
But the featured article was about Super Mario Brothers 2 in that issue. I used to have that too. I just remember having that for some reason, but. Yeah.
That's got to be worth something today.
Probably not, you know?
You don't think so?
No. I do still have all my EGMs, though, actually. I have, like, two years' worth.
You know, they probably have Time Lord in one of those issues.
I wonder if they do.
Oh, they do, I'm sure.
I don't know. I wonder actually what kind of review that got. It must have got a bad review. If it was reviewed. All right. So, all right. I'm going to give you a choice for this next one. Okay. Oh, I couldn't decide between which I couldn't decide what to play. One of the tracks I was thinking about playing was from Wonder Boy. Okay, for the Sega Master System, and it's when you go in the cloud, there's like a bonus level in the clouds. I was thinking about playing that. Then I was, I don't know, kind of on the back burner. I was thinking about Yoshi's Island. There's sort of the like first level song or whatever. I'm not super crazy about it. I'm not super crazy about that soundtrack. It's actually kind of cool. It's a cool song, but all right, that's an option. Rygar, another option, like the caves area of Rygar. Okay, or. This is a new title to the podcast.
Oh, a new one.
Plok. P-L-O-K with an exclamation point. This is a soundtrack by Tim Fallon.
Okay.
I think Tim and Jeff Fallon. And, you know, I was listening to the soundtrack, and it's very Tim Fallon. You know, it's very his style. You know, kind of like solos and stuff like that. And, you know, they're kind of it's a longer track. And, you know, I don't know. Something about this track is kind of... I don't know. It's I've been listening to it, even though it's not super melodic, and I'm really big on melody. It's less melodic, but there's something about it that's been making me want to listen to it. I'm not exactly sure what, but anyway, I know I just kind of made that one sound like the one that you would want to pick. But Wonder Boy or Plok? I'm really down to Wonder Boy or Plok. What are you thinking?
I think I'm just gonna tell you to plok it to me.
Okay. Like sock it to me. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. Good one. Okay. So I'm going to go with Plok. And more because I actually think you'll like this track a lot.
Okay.
Because it's got like a guitar solo in it. And, I think you'll like it's got a hip sound to it. You know, like, I don't know. I think you'll like this one.
I can't wait to hear.
I was leaning more towards this because of you, actually. Yeah. Okay. Can't wait to hear what?
I can't. The guitars pluck those strings.
Oh, right. There you go. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. All right. So let's play something from Plok. Okay. We'll save Wonder Boy for another day.
Okay.
And so this is a game called Plok. It's for the Super Nintendo. And this is music by Tim Fallon. I think Tim and Jeff Fallon. And this is called Beach. This is music from Plock for the Super Nintendo. Music by Jeff and Tim Fallon. This is called Beach.
Brett, this is a jam. Oh, yeah. My favorite part. There's several favorite parts. Uh-huh. But it's almost as if the floodgates open after this this intro, and I wasn't expecting all of this grooviness to be happening.
Yeah. I do like this part right here. Yeah, I like this part, actually. I like when the horns come in, actually. You know, the horns. But there's something kind of more contemporary sounding about this track, you know?
This is a hip track. I could rock this at a dance party.
Right. I mean, I don't know if it's super dancey. It's more of an ultra lounge. Like this. Here's the horns. Here comes the breakdown. I do like the stereo action going on, too. Notice that the guitar solo, it's actually kind of switching channels. It's switching from left to right. It's almost like there's a guy doing a solo, like, he's walking it back at you, like, kind of from back and forth. I like this part, too. Doom, doom, doom. It's kind of...
I'm going to close out my selections with this song that I VGM karaoke'd.
Yeah.
Just so you guys can hear an unruined, non-tainted version. For the Sega Genesis, this is a track from Dynamite Heady. This is called Crosswalk of Love. Crosswalk of Love from Dynamite Heady for the Sega Genesis. Now, I know Kazuo Hanzawa was one of the composers. Who were the others? Because I have the incorrect one still listed.
Yes. The other composers are Katsuhiko Suzuki, Aki Hata, and, it seems like those are the... Kazuo Hanzawa, those three are the main ones. But maybe there was Onsen Yasuko and Koji Yamada, maybe. I'm not sure of those ones, yeah. But this is a great track. It's just really, it's groovy, and it does actually have a TV theme kind of sound to it too.
And just for the record, it's already copyrighted, the Ice Cream Man falling in love with a businesswoman.
Yeah.
And if Hallmark steals my card idea, I'm a ice cream scoop with no cone. I want royalties.
Well, that brings our show to an end.
Aww.
Side-scrolling and platforming was today's theme. And we hope you had fun. For full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And if you want to contact us, you can reach us at legacymusichour@gmail.com, or you can comment on our on the website.
We love voicemails and texts, 281-SONIC-91, and visit our sponsor, Destiny Games, 42134 Ford Road in Canton, Michigan. Give them a call, 734-404-5548.
Next week, 40th anniversary.
Oh, no. Wow.
Will there be bloopers on this episode? Will there be... What will we have?
Who knows? So we're closing out season 4 now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And actually, 10 more episodes after that, like about 10, and it's going to be almost a whole year.
Jeez.
I mean, well, at 52, it's a year.
52 is a year, my friend.
That's, so that's the situation.
That is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah. Well, we'll leave you with a track from Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And this particular track, different composers working on the soundtrack. This particular track was composed by Tomonori Sawada, and this is Mushroom Hill Zone. This is the track that, if you remember, there was a, I think it was Sonic Blast or whatever, that I was debating which one to play on the Sonic episode, and then you said, be a man and play the other one, and then this is the one I didn't play.
Okay.
So this is Mushroom Hill Zone, kind of a quirky track. I like it. And from Sonic the Hedgehog 3 for the Sega Genesis. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I'm Rob F.
Thank you for listening. Bye.